We're talking now with Sacred Hearts head coach Destry Sterkel. And coach, you get down early in this game, but it seemed like the nerves calmed down pretty quickly after that and they settled in.
Yeah, I think we started out a little tough, a little nervous. Called a timeout and just reassured them that they belong to be here. And man, we fought hard from that point on. Extremely proud of these guys, and just a great game. That's a great team. New Life Academy, they're solid. But proud of the guys' effort. Nothing to hang our heads on.
Is there one or two things in your mind that kind of decided this game as it went along? It seemed like they played with the lead most of the game. You would come back, claw back, but you just couldn't quite get over that hump. Was there something specific that New Life Academy was able to do to prevent you from getting over that hump?
I think their best guy, number one, just got downhill a little bit too much on us. We weren't able to quite cut him off. And when we were cutting him off, we were getting stops. But, you know, it's the way it went tonight. But, you know, they played their tails off. And, you know, we kind of won these games all year. It's got us to this point. And then this one got away from us. But, man, we fought hard and really proud of the effort. And excited to, you know, claw our way back into the consolation tournament tomorrow morning.
Was it everything you expected it to be playing in the state tournament? Did the guys seem to enjoy it? And did it live up to the hype, I guess?
Absolutely. It helped that they're from Woodbury, so they got 15-minute trip, so they had a big showing for them. So proud of our fans and families and community coming out and showing the support, and definitely lived up to the hype. This is experience that'll never get taken from this group of men, and awesome that we got this far, and now we gotta, you know, not hang our heads, regroup, and understand that we can still make some more history with a win tomorrow.
How is it different, you think, shooting in a place like this? I mean, it's the barn, you got the raised floor. In general, in the state tournament, I mean, where you're going to be playing at tomorrow, it's not going to be here, but it's kind of a little different. Do you think that maybe was a reason why you started slow as well and maybe just took a little bit for the guys to get into it?
Possibly. I don't think we shot the three-point ball like we have all year. We hit some big ones down the stretch, but I don't think, I mean, you can't really pinpoint it on that. We just... you know, we played a heck of a game and came up a little bit short, and hopefully tomorrow we hit a couple more of those shots and can push forward and play on Saturday.
One last question and then I'll let you go. As far as getting ready for tomorrow, I'm sure it just starts with a good night's sleep and then doing whatever you can to rest up, because it is a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, and we've had it all year. We've had 11 o'clock tip-offs on some Saturdays with late night Fridays on the road. So I know our guys will battle there. We'll get some food here, get some sleep, have a team meeting, go over the scout, and just worry about us. Make sure we're going to go out and execute and play hard, and see how it goes from there.
That was a great game tonight. Best of luck tomorrow, and hopefully you guys wrap up the season on a high note and they don't take this loss too hard, because it doesn't take away from the success you've had all year. So we'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for the time, Coach.
Appreciate it. See you tomorrow.